It is 16 minutes past 7. It's Friday. It is time to wrap up the week's worth of news with Jeff Field back in the newsroom. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, you did hint. You darkly hinted that this was going to be a little bit different.
You'll have to wait.
Okay, all right.
And not yet. May I say to the people just waking up that didn't hear our 6:15 chat, people out there on the roads of Sydney, the trains, wherever, this is a bittersweet day for all of us here at 2OCR, and I say this sincerely, because Nick is off to the ABC in Western Australia. We're really going to miss him here. I know for me personally, I've been here for just over a year, and you're a really decent, caring, great man, and it's been fabulous working with you. And what can I say? You just sit there and wait, and we'll do our normal.
Means a great deal, Jeff. Thank you very, very much. It's bittersweet for me to be leaving too, but it has been a hell of a year getting to work with you.
Thank you very much. Okay, well, let's right now do our usual wrap of the week.
It's
kind of like deja vu because I feel a lot of the stories you are hearing were here a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
In a different incarnation.
Oh, yeah.
So we go back to Monday. I'll just grab my pad like I normally do, old-fashioned
Jeff
way.
Jeff does like to write these down goes on.
So Monday I came into work to find out that Malcolm Turnbull had lost his 30th news poll. He said he regretted making those comments when he rolled Tony Abbott in 2015 because, of course, the premise for rolling Tony Abbott, well, one of the reasons was that he'd lost 30 news polls. So that came back to bite him firmly on the you-know-where.
Not as badly as we thought it might go, though. I'll give Malcolm
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Donald Trump lashed out at the Syrian government over the alleged chemical attack, saying there'll be a big price to pay. A dozen sadly were killed in the alleged attack in the town of Douma in eastern Ghouta. A man was charged over a horrific attack on an 18-month-old toddler at Bankstown who ended up in hospital with a fractured skull. And train commuters were told that September the 30th was the day trains would stop operating for 7 months on the Epping to Chatswood line while the Sydney Metro West Rail link was being built. 7 months, they're saying.
Well, of course it'll only be 7 months. Everything else that we've ever
just
seen
like
in
the
terms of
rail.
Public transport infrastructure in New South Wales has always been on time.
Yep, so I'll keep you up to date with this story, and in a year's time I'll let you know how it's progressing. On Tuesday, opposition leader Bill Shorten outlined his plans to become Prime Minister after the events of the previous day, saying he would be looking out for the average person when it comes to tax cuts. He would be looking at the banks. He would be, we know where Bill Shorten's coming
from. Did it include changing his name from Bill Shorten to literally anything else so that people would vote for him?
No.
All right, there we go.
Not that I know of. Claims on Tuesday that roads are not ready to handle the onslaught of traffic to Sydney's second biggest business hub at Macquarie Park when the train line is closed between Epping and Chatswood in September.
This is the story that
just
keeps giving.
The Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, said he found no evidence of a chemical weapons attack in Douma. A 43-year-old Woolloomooloo man was charged with climbing the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Be interesting to see how that one plays out in court because we did hear the man did have some mental health issues. On Wednesday, Australia has warned Vanuatu against any moves to allow a greater Chinese military presence in the Pacific nation. But the small nation angrily denied it was in talks with Beijing about a Chinese military presence there or even a base being built there. Australian Agriculture Minister David Littleproud branded live export cruelty as a cancer on the industry after announcing a veterinarian-led review into northern summer trading. That follows several reports, first of all Four Corners and then 60 Minutes. Some good journalism, I must say, on both programs.
Some remarkable
there.
Journalism,
yeah,
actually.
Got to hand it where credit's due, credit is given. On Thursday, yesterday, more than 250 people were killed in that military plane crash in Algeria. A shocking crash there. Investigations underway into that. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian insists it's her intention to see Sydney's troubled light rail project to the eastern suburbs up and running in 2019, despite a messy contractual dispute. And in fact, that goes to court today. The Spanish contractors are alleging that they are owed another $1.2 billion.
Billion dollars.
And basically, work has stopped on the project. They're saying it's go slow, but I haven't seen any work on it. I walked yesterday down George Street, saw nothing.
Wow.
So,
I mean, that's pretty slow.
Yeah, pretty slow. That's very slow. As I said, a lot of these stories have been recurring themes for the last 12 months,
Nick. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
And also, speaking of fun, well, US House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan yesterday announced he will not run for re-election this year, saying he wants to be more of a dad. He doesn't like being a weekend dad. But imagine if every politician used that as an excuse to get out of politics. There'd be no one.
Well, there'd only
in Parliament.
Be female politicians left, and we'd probably be in a much better world.
Pretty much so. So that's the week that was, Nick. And you're not getting out of it that easy. Are
what
we ready, girls?
No. Okay. Something big is happening.
Okay. We're getting. They're on delay. Hang on. 1, 2. Hello. Testing. Yeah. In they come. Right.
What is happening?
Come on, girls. Here they are.
Oh,
okay.
Jeff.
Nick Parmeter, thank you for being an amazing host here at 2OCR. Thanks for looking after me. Thanks for looking after the volunteers, all the producers. I know you like a drop of lemonade. So here we go.
That is a very kind
and
present.
Let me give
I've
you
been
a
presented
quick man hug.
With a very lovely bottle of rosé. Jeff.
Have to smile for the camera.
We do have to smile for the camera. Here. This is very awkward.
Good
thank
on you,
you very
Nick,
much.
And all the best
thank
in
you.
Western Australia.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for doing that. Wow.
Come on, let's go, girls.
All right, Jeff is out of here. That was ruckus, riotous. It was a lot of fun.